All right. We got a ton of stuff to get to from the weekend. And it's kind of warm outside. How did that happen? Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Welcome back. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, sir?
A lot of sports and stuff, yeah. It was a sportsy weekend.
It was a sportsy weekend.
How was yours?
It was actually really great until Sunday.
Yeah?
I couldn't lose Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And not only did I lose on Sunday, I lost like in the most heartbreaking ways possible. First, I lost with Purdue, who should have rolled to an easy cover. They were -3.5. They're dominating Butler. They let Butler get back in the game late, but as tends to happen, Butler has to play the foul game at the very end.
Right.
And Purdue, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country, they get it to the man, the best guy on their team, 88%. He misses, and I don't cover. And then Cincinnati.
That was brutal.
My God.
That was brutal.
I mean, that
killed my bracket because once Virginia's out, once Tennessee's out, all these teams are falling, and I'm like, oh, this is great. Cincinnati, I got them going to the final. Nope.
Yeah, Cincinnati, I was counting net money already. I was already, you know.
Why wouldn't you be?
I had played a 2 out of 3. All I had to do was win 2 out of the 3 games. And I had Purdue, which I lost by a half point, which made me want to throw up. And then I had Aggie, who didn't even make me sweat. And then, of course, and then Cincinnati. And I'm like, oh, that's a win. Nope, not a win. Not a win. And then on top of it all, I didn't bet Xavier, but I did have Xavier winning my bracket.
Nah.
And
just a nice little bleep you at the end.
I don't know who had the whole city of Cincinnati should be ashamed.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're from Cincinnati today, shame bell for you.
But who had a worse last 5 minutes, Mick Cronin or Chris Mack?
I'll go with Cronin, but it's close.
It's so close,
it's
man.
It's close.
My goodness. Embarrassing.
But I made two bets over the weekend. One was a hockey bet on Saturday. I had an under, and then I bet the Aggies yesterday.
Yeah.
And was really wishing I'd bet a money line instead of just taking the points.
Yeah, and me too. That's always the...
Because I thought about it. I actually had it punched up at one point, and I'm like, nah, I'm going to take the 6.5 here just to be smart. So not a bad betting weekend. I didn't do much of anything this weekend because Saturday I did not partake in the St. Patrick's Day celebrations, mainly because I'm trying not to drink right now. And I had an appearance at Sam Houston Saturday night, which was fun. Yesterday, though, I did something really cool, did the Tour de Houston bike ride.
Okay.
And I have to say, that's one of the best run things that I participated in. It was really cool. They have a 20-mile, a 40-mile, and a 60-mile. And I wanted to do the 40. The wife only wanted to do the 20 because she hasn't been riding very much. So we just did the 20, but we did it pretty quick. And it was a neat course, and it was a lot of fun. And I highly recommend it in the future for people.
Did you pop a wheelie?
I did not pop a wheelie, but we clipped.
One couldn't have been that fun.
Well, we clipped along at a pretty good pace, so it was cool, and I ran into our old buddy Johnny Bravo was doing the emceeing.
Yeah. Of course he was.
Yeah.
That dude emcees everything.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool, but that was it, man. Nice and quiet and watched a lot of sports and just chilled, man. Ready to rock and roll.
All right. Where should we begin?
Well, let's see. We got plenty of college basketball to talk about. We've got the Honey Badger to talk about. When did it get to be 88 degrees outside, by the way? I was pulling in my car and it was 88.
Yesterday, I think.
Oh, man. Although it's supposed to cool off again. But this is probably the last time it cools off for us this year. So, yeah, we got Honey Badger. We got, congratulations on having the number one show in the city.
That's where I wanted to start. That's all. I mean, let's face it.
I think I know you well enough. I know where you wanted to go.
Let's face it, Fred. This is, the role continues. And everybody, if you're listening to 790 or 610 right now, you can suck it because you're an outsider.
You're by yourself.
It's just you by yourself listening to those crappy shows while our show is the number one show in the city again. So, congratulations. To you, Fred, congratulations to you, Jung, and of course, congratulations to me because I deserve a great chunk of adulation for this.
At least 45% of it's all you.
So, the reality is I've always felt pretty confident in our show, but it is nice every once in a while when this – and listen, I know as well as anybody, the rating system that we have is flawed and it's stupid. But it is nice every once in a while when we get some validation.
Because the reality is, if we could actually count the Golden Triangle, it would never be close.
Right.
But we can't, so that's life. But it is nice, and I think it just goes to show that the people of Houston are pretty smart. They know what show to listen to.
Oh, yes.
And really, the whole station did great again. John and Lance did great. Barry and Joel did great. So, I think... I really appreciate everybody who listens, and I do think we need to pull together some giveaways and have another Listener Appreciation Day because this is 2 months in a row now and pretty substantial lead for the Blitz,
I might say,
over the rest of the city.
Jung, the kids would call it, what would the kids say, that we're riding on them hoes?
Yeah, they would say something
like that. Yeah, we're riding on them hoes, Fred.
We get to ride on hoes?
Wow. I mean, assuming that, Rich Lord and Ted Johnson and Sean Pendergast and Adam Clanton and Jason Braddock and that other dude. We're riding on all those hoes.
Yeah. Okay.
Those hoes.
Yeah. All right. That doesn't sound as much fun as what I thought we were going, but okay, fine.
No, we're not that good yet.
If that's the way it has to be. But, it's nice winning the time slot, but it's nice winning the city too. I mean, that's a cool thing because there are some good shows running around here. And a lot of them on our station too. So it's very cool. So I'm very happy about that. And congratulations to you and to Jong especially, because he's really done a great job of helping build the whole station lineup.
Jong,
yeah,
he gets the first.
I said you first.
Okay.
Then I said Jong.
I know, but then you said especially Jong. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah. Trevor says he might as well have had Marvin Lewis coaching those teams. Same old for Cincy Sports. One of these days, Cincinnati, guess what? Houston's had that problem for a long time.
Yep.
And guess what happened this year? They won a World Series.
That's true.
Their basketball team has the best record in the league. Still has to get by the Warriors.
The difference was the Astros sucked all that time and finally got a World Series, but the Astros never didn't get a World Series because they just got out-coached.
Yeah.
The coaches didn't blow. The Astros just never had good enough players to win a championship until last year.
Well, there was no question. Those were the two best teams.
I mean, Xavier and Cincy were both so good. I mean, and if you watch the first half of that Cincinnati-Nevada game, you would have thought that Nevada was like an NAIA school. Like it was embarrassing. And they both just blew it. Coaches blew those games.
I have to admit, usually I don't care about the results of games, but I did drop an F-bomb at the end of the UH game the other night.
Yeah.
That was rough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they had every chance. And to be honest, I wasn't that mad because this is where I expected them to get. Figured they'd win the first round and then lose to Michigan. They had every chance to win that game, though. And
they did. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they kind of got lucky that they got out of the first game. I mean, they almost blew that whole thing. They could have been in the same Mick Cronin.
Yeah, they almost did blow it. But having said that, they took Michigan down to the wire. They had they every did. Chance to beat them. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll take some phone calls today. We got a lot to get to. We had talked about the Texans possibly signing the Honey Badger on Friday. Well, they signed him on Friday. Friday night. So
they did.
I want to talk
you,
about that.
Were you excited?
I'm very excited about that, and I want to talk about that when we come back because I want to spend a little time on that, but I think this is a terrific signing for a lot
terrific.
Of reasons.
Terrific.
It's tremendous. It's the best signing. It's a signing with big hands. It's a great signing. We're getting the best. All right, just kidding. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach Brewing, and mark your calendars now, Sunday, May 20th, the second annual Love Street Music Fest. The lineup is the Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates. Early bird tickets are on sale now for just $20. This year's festival has a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. Get to carbachbrewing.com for more info and tickets. And bingo in the beer garden every Monday night at 6 p.m. That's tonight. Tonight's a Monday. Grab some great food from the Carbach restaurant. Bring your dog out. Play bingo for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Houston Sabercats rugby. The restaurant. If you haven't been there, I don't know what you're waiting on. You got to try it. I'm not talking about bar food. I'm talking about gourmet, the good stuff. You get the brewery and dining experience all in one. The cuisine's out of this world, and it pairs perfectly with all the Carbach beers on the wall, including the new ones they've got up, the Weekday Warrior Session IPA and the Blood Orange Radler, available now. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A few things from the text line, and then we'll get to the Honey Badger. 281 says, congrats, you guys are the best, knowledgeable, entertaining, and irreverent. Fred, you can let A.J. know that's a compliment. Irreverent is a compliment,
oh,
I think.
Okay. I accept.
Who is a radio personality that you guys would like to see at the station, not at ESPN? Jerome. I'd like to see Jerome full-time again.
Oh, I would, too. I love working with Jerome.
Yeah, he's really good.
I don't know. Like, I don't think of anybody else. I can't think of anybody else that, you know, when we got Lance, that's, to me, that put us in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. But I'd say Jerome. I wouldn't mind if Pendergast came back one day. I always liked him.
Yeah.
But I like our lineup the way it is right now. I work for a company that goes out to different dealerships and car auction yards. Guess how many of the cars I drive stay on 97.5% 1,000.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
So, and 281 says, AJ, I have to say thank you for making me so much money this weekend. I rolled with all your instincts and won big multiple times.
Yeah, it feels good because I got a lot of that. And this was the first time I've really started putting my picks back on Twitter. And I had a really good weekend. So, despite Sunday, if you only said, okay, he's won 3 days in a row, I'm going to start tailing now. Well, sorry. And actually, it was like 5 days in a row because I had the first four games too that I did pretty well on. But if you followed me only Sunday, I'm sorry. But if you've been following me since the tournament started, then you're welcome. I've been pretty lucky.
You forgot to thank the great car chase last week for the ratings as well.
Oh, yeah.
That'll show up in March.
Yeah, that's the next book.
979 says, Honey Badger, are you concerned that he is now within driving distance of all his buddies that helped him almost throw his career away? Not really, because he worked with John Lucas when he first came to the pros, and so he's also within driving distance of John Lucas, so I feel pretty good about that. I love this signing for a lot of reasons, especially, for one thing, you're not paying him a hell of a lot of money.
No.
I mean, $7 million.
This is a low risk contract.
Yeah, it is. And if
it's basically the Texans saying, show me.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is, if he comes out and he plays at 2015 All-Pro level, you lock him up because you got a guy now.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, you haven't really lost anything. If he gets hurt, then okay. But I love this signing. I think he instantly becomes the most accomplished safety the Texans have ever had. And I think, you know, they've had, like, Daniel Manning was a good player, but he was never All-Pro.
You may forget that Ed Reed played for the Texans.
Get out of here with that garbage. He was terrible.
Well, don't say most accomplished. Ed Reed is easily the most accomplished safety that's ever played for the Texans.
He basically was garbage here, so I'm not even counting that. You can't count Ed Reed as a Texan in any way, shape,
then
or form.
Then don't say the most accomplished safety. That's all I'm saying.
He's going to be the best safety they've had. How's that?
Okay, that's fair.
Get out of here with your Ed Reed garbage. Ed Reed.
You're the one who...
Ed Reed. Yeah, guess who was the most accomplished running back? Amon Green.
You phrased it that way.
Amon Green was their most accomplished running back. Get out of here.
Well, don't phrase it like accomplished. Should have said the best.
No. And when they signed Ed Reed, he was done to begin with. This guy's 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's in his prime. He can play at all three levels. You can use him all kinds of ways. He can get to the quarterback. He's a ball hawk. And I've loved this kid since he was in college. And, you know, injuries are going to be a concern. The one guy that I would compare him to is Bob Sanders, who played for the Colts all those years. Smaller guy, same kind of player. Started getting beat up, and his career kind of went south.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do believe, as far as players who will come on the field and actually make an impact, he's by far the most accomplished player the Texans have had at that position. It's the first time they've invested anything in it, really, other than Ed Reed. But
they invested in Danielle, didn't they?
Yeah, and I mean, yes and no. I mean, that in terms of when they brought him in, they needed a safety.
Yeah.
So they overpaid a little bit, but he was good. Daniel Manning was a good player for him.
Yeah.
Glover Quinn was a good player for him. They didn't pay him. They never invest in the position, really.
No.
They didn't pay to keep Quentin, who was terrific for him 2 years ago.
Yeah, they seem to want to get by cheap on that.
But and they kind of did for a guy with this kind of pedigree.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to the signing. You and I, we disagree a little bit on what he is at this point of his career. I mean, listen, if he gets back to what he was, then it's a coup. But even as it stands now, it's still a good deal for the Texans. I mean, I don't see any negative about it. We talked about this a little bit last week. The Texans have the smallest secondary in the history of time. Everybody in that secondary is now a midget. They don't have one, like, real banger. Although Tyron Matthew plays bigger than his size, but
Kareem tackles
Kareem plays
well
bigger
too.
Than
he
his
plays
size
bigger
too.
Than his size. That worries me less when it comes to Matthew than it would. I mean, other than the injuries, which I think is a fair concern. But if you really want to get bigger, get rid of one of those other guys.
Well, listen, I'm with you.
But the thing that I liked about Matthew is that last year, really over the last six games, he played his best football when he finally started getting healthy. He played all 16 games last year, and he wasn't as good. The 2015 season, he was amazing, and he was an all-pro. He was terrific. Injuries really hurt him in 2016, and he wasn't really, I don't think, fully recovered until late last year, and he still played all 16 games. So, I mean, I think you're going to see a big year out of him. And if not, and you look at it, the Texans have been pretty good at getting a lot of production out of very mediocre safeties. And this guy's not mediocre when he's healthy. And I think he will be. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. It's safe to say I like this signing a lot more than you do.
I mean, they filled a hole. And they filled it with a guy who I think is serviceable for sure. I think that I'm just not ready to be, oh my God, this is, you know, suddenly they've got an all-pro safety, because I don't know that he's still an all-pro safety. That's all.
But he's only 25 years old.
That's true.
And should be in his prime. So they very well could have one. I don't know if they will, but I think they're going to have a guy who's going to be better than anybody they've had back there in a long time.
Yep.
And just got to stay healthy. But that's, let's be honest. It doesn't matter if the whole thing is, if Deshaun Watson's healthy, they're going to be fine. If he's not, then
it doesn't really matter.
They can go sign Ndamukong Suh and
right.
You know, bring in every all pro they can find. It ain't going to matter.
And the other thing about Tyrann Mathieu, and listen, Tyrann Mathieu had some fantastic years in Arizona, particularly 2015, but there was a lot of talent in that secondary with him. You know, in 2015, he had prime Patrick Peterson back there. He had
and they also got Tony pressure Jefferson on the quarterback in front of him. I mean, that was a good defense all the way around. But
right, so for him to really succeed, the front seven has to be good, obviously, which they weren't last year. The front seven has to be healthy, but the rest of the guys around Tyrann Mathieu have to be good, and that means Jonathan Joseph has to. At least I don't expect him to be better than he was last year. At least be what he was last year.
Because I mean, he wasn't awful.
He wasn't awful, but he's no longer like a.
Number one. That's the one thing they don't have. And I wrote this today on SportsMap. You can check it out, SportsMap.com.
There you go.
Kind of went through the whole. There's my plug. Kind of went through everything that the Texans have done and what they still need to do. And yeah, they don't have a number one corner. I don't think they have a number one shutdown corner.
No, for sure they.
They have a lot of guys who can be pretty good when they're at their best.
Yeah.
And the reality is Jonathan Joseph was a number one corner at one time. He's not anymore. Kareem has never really been a number one, but he's been pretty good at times.
He's been solid at times. Not last year, but at times.
The guy they have to develop, he has to be better than he was last year, is Kevin Johnson. I don't think there's any doubt. If he's as garbage as he was last year, at least you still have Colvin in the slot now, and you can still go with Joseph and Kareem out there. And, you know, Mathieu can cover some slot guys, but – you know, ideally you wouldn't use him that way. You'd use him at safety, but I think they're at least pretty good back there now. If the front seven's fine, which, you know, I'd still like to see another big nose tackle maybe added. I think, you know, another big guy in the middle wouldn't suck. But if you look at it, I still think obviously left tackle's still a big hole, but I feel better about the offensive line. Because I think you could play with four guys and be better than you were at left tackle last year. Tight end. To me, that's a need. If you're going to use that in your offense, you need a tight end still. They brought in Sammy Coates. They claimed him off waivers. I think receivers, okay. The bottom of that group doesn't really matter to me. They also brought back Bruce Ellington. The reality is Will Fuller or Braxton Miller has to become a legitimate number two this year. It's time. It is time.
Well,
and with Watson, Miller was pretty good.
Yeah. You know me, I'm not crazy about Will Fuller by any means. I think Will Fuller's a mess in a lot of ways. But Will Fuller for a couple games looked really, really sharp when he had Deshaun Watson. When Deshaun Watson was gone, he was literally useless.
Yeah.
But he's been a guy who's, and even his rookie year, the first couple games looked really good and then did nothing for the last 10. So you need some kind of consistency from that guy.
He has to take a step forward and become a legitimate number two. There's no question. And, you know, to me, that position group is good enough if that happens. Running backs, you have to get one. Lamar Miller is fine as your starter, but you don't know what you're going to get out of Deontay Foreman. And, you know, Tyler Irvin has never really developed into anything either, and he's coming off an injury. So, to me, left tackle, running back, those are two – pretty high priorities here over the next month.
I mean, we got Lance today.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I think the Texans, this isn't, you know, like I don't have any kind of inside knowledge to say that this is in fact true. But because I have a hard time picturing them going elsewhere for one, I would bet money now Julian Davenport's your opening day left tackle.
Well,
and I don't like that.
I'm not crazy about that either, but I still think they need another. They're going to need another swing tackle, if nothing else. Even if Henderson does start at right tackle,
I feel like they may have signed Chantrell Henderson to be their swing tackle.
Well, and I'm pretty sure I heard Lance say this earlier at some point last week that he expected Henderson and Davenport to compete for right tackle and expected them to still do something at left tackle. Which there's not a lot out there, and maybe you wait until some June 1st cuts. Maybe there's somebody that gets cut there. You know, maybe you do trade up in the draft to get somebody. But I think that remains hole number one, and it's a pretty big one. But I got to give them credit. I think they've fixed a lot of the issues on the offensive line. They didn't fix that one, but at least I feel better about the interior of that line and whoever they put at right tackle. I'm going to feel better than they did about Bruno Giacomini. Because if Davenport does beat out Henderson, that means he's taken a step forward and he's ready to go, and I'll feel better about that. But I still think left tackle is one, running back is two, tight end is three, and the other really big hole on this roster right now is backup quarterback.
Right.
And I don't know how you fix that one either. There's not anybody out there. Because it's funny, all the guys who should be good backup quarterbacks are all getting starter money. And yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick got a really nice deal to stay in Tampa as a backup, and that's the kind of guy you'd like to see. But let's be honest, man. Guys like Case Keenum should be a backup quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater should be getting backup money. Yeah, $5
million
for a guy who's got one leg. So, and I assume he gets the, you know, the Jets basically signed two backups and then moved up to the third pick. My God, could they have given away any more to move up three spots?
No. I think that's the most they could give.
I mean, I think legally, if you tried to give them another pick, the league would have to say
no.
Yeah,
they'd say no.
My goodness. Three spots. But at least they'll get the quarterback they want.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Well,
I don't know. That's a guarantee.
Yeah. If I'm the Giants, do you trade down from two? Because do they need it?
Here's the thing that the Giants, and if you remember when they were coming off a Super Bowl appearance shortly before they drafted Eli Manning with Kerry Collins. And Kerry Collins was, by all accounts, like a great team guy. The Giants organization loved him. And then the Giants had, what, the third or fourth pick in the draft that year? And they said, well, we're going to take a quarterback now because when you're picking this high, you've got to get one. And hopefully we're never picking this high again. And they took Eli Manning, even though it wasn't a pressing need for them at the time. They took him, and obviously it worked. Well, they traded for him with the Chargers, but it worked out. And I think they may have that same mindset of, well, when are we going to be picking this high again? We're going to need one eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe now's the time to get him. If I were them, I'd seriously consider it. And I know there are teams that want to get up there. I know the Broncos want to get up there into the top two. I know the Bills want to get into the top two. The Bills traded up to number nine, thinking that they were putting themselves in pretty good shape. And with everything that's kind of broken over the last few days, they're like, well, maybe we're not in that good of shape. So they may have to make a second move.
Well, but is it as pressing for the Bills having signed McCarron, who might be your guy?
Might be.
And if he's not, guess what? You're going to have a high pick again next year.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, I'm going to throw some potential backup quarterback names at you and see if any of these guys do anything for you. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 832 asked, would you take a flyer on Adrian Peterson or is he done? I don't know if he's done, but if you're the Texans, whatever other running backs you bring in also have to be special teams guys. I don't think you can afford to have two guys at running back who don't do anything on special teams. So I don't see him doing that. So 713-780-ESPN. Okay, I've got some backup quarterbacks who are available for you. Now I don't think any of these guys will be who the Texans that wind up signing, because the reality is after the draft, somebody will cut somebody.
Yes.
And that's where I think you'll get your backup quarterback.
Teddy Bridgewater might get cut.
He could, yeah.
I mean, he's only got like $500,000 guaranteed.
And if
the Jets get the rookie that they want,
yeah,
and they've got that rookie and McCown, or if for some reason they don't like what they see out of Bridgewater's knee this preseason.
Yeah. And they've still got, don't they still have Hackenberg under contract too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if they
cut him, do you want him?
No. No, God, no. Colin Kaepernick, they still have listed. There's no way that'll ever happen. So Geno Smith, yay or nay, as a backup. Matt Moore. That's your most likely guy.
I'd take that.
34 years old, but for a 1 year deal as a backup.
And by the way, there's a lot of people who think, oh, we'll just draft a backup quarterback.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah.
To me, that's not ideal right now because your starter is, what's he got, 6 games under his belt in the NFL. If you have a guy like that, I'd prefer to have an experienced, a veteran backup. If you have a veteran quarterback, I think that's when you want a young backup.
If you give me Matt Moore as your backup and draft somebody, that's fine. You don't need Taylor Heinicke on this roster.
No.
I mean, you picked him up off the street last year. Jay Cutler, who I don't think will come back as a backup.
I don't think he will either.
Derek Anderson.
I mean, that would be ideal, by the way, I think. If Jay Cutler is your backup quarterback, that's amazing, but that's not going to happen.
Derek Anderson.
You could do worse.
Drew Stanton.
Again, you could do worse.
Blaine Gabbert.
I don't want that.
EJ Manuel.
I don't want that either.
As a backup, though, veteran. Backup.
Yeah, listen, you got some experience.
Well, but again, any of these names would almost be better than Tom Savage was.
Yeah.
Let's just start with that. Mark Sanchez.
I would take that.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Ryan Mallett, I don't think that'll happen again. Joe Webb. Yeah. Kellen Clemens is now 35 years old. Now you're into guys who I don't know how much better they are than Taylor Heinicke, to be honest. Matt Cassel, Scott Tolzien, Ryan Griffin, Brandon Whedon. Brandon Whedon is 34 years old. He played baseball, so he was like 26 when he came out of college. But I would take Brandon Whedon right now.
If you remember last year, I said if I were the Texans, I'd be starting Brandon Whedon anyway. Brandon Whedon was more experienced than anybody that they had on the roster. I didn't understand why they got rid of that guy. If I were the Texans last year, if for whatever reason Bill O'Brien was dead set against starting Deshaun Watson, I said I would start Brandon Whedon, and instead they cut him and started Tom Savage.
With Brandon Whedon playing quarterback for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't impressive, but you still won games. Guess what you didn't do with Tom Savage? You won one. Congratulations. I said the same thing. I have no problem with him. If that winds up being your backup, that's fine. Ideally, whoever you sign doesn't play in a perfect world. But considering that you got a guy coming off an ACL, you kind of want a veteran who can win a few games for you. And that's not to say that Watson's going to get seriously injured, but what if he misses a couple of weeks?
Right.
That can happen, right? You tweak a hammy, something like that, then you need a guy who can at least come in and give you a chance to win.
Right.
And I think those guys are, I don't know that guy's out there, but we went through some names that I'd be okay with that guy if he had to play 2 or 3 games. If your backup has to play 7 or 8 games, you're screwed. And unless you're the Eagles and happen to have Nick Foles. And even he only had to play, 5? Well, I guess 6. Well, 5. Holly says, I'm no longer opposed to teams giving it all away to move up since Wentz. Yeah, but you know what? You're going to have teams move up for quarterbacks, and they're going to miss. I think Wentz, obviously, a hit. I think Watson's a hit. I think Jared Goff's going to turn out to be a hit, or at least it looks like he will.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of misses when you do that, too. It's just the last couple of years, it's been pretty good. 346 says, listening to you guys from Singapore. Cool having you as my morning drive.
Nice.
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome. Damn, I never think about time differences. So apparently Zach Fulton's deal is $28 million over 4 years with 13 guaranteed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, if he's going to be a starter, okay.
Mayo says still have Kaepernick. Kaepernick's not going to sign here.
No.
They won't sign him, and he won't sign here, so it's not really worth discussion. 713-780. ESPN is your number, yeah. Especially since he showed up at the McNair deposition last week. Don't really think that's going to happen. I think you're pretty safe betting against that one. All right, tell people about Bill Advisor.
Yeah, let me do that, guys. I got to tell you, Bill Advisor. If you haven't heard me talking about them, they are trying to give you money, and most of the time, unless it's a Nigerian prince, if someone tries to give you money, you take it. And that's what BillAdvisor.com wants to do for you. You're overpaying for your monthly recurring bills, like your internet, your TV, your cell phone, your insurance, your energy. The deal is always the same. You sign up for an introductory rate, and it's awesome. And then they change it up on you. For some reason, that rate went up. And now you're paying more than somebody who just signed up, and you're a loyal customer. And that seems like garbage to us and to BillAdvisor. And that's why they want to help you out. They work directly with the providers. You don't have to give up your channels, your speed, your data, your coverage. You're just going to pay less. The average BillAdvisor customer saves over $830 per year, and hundreds have saved over $1,000. And they've got a new $150 challenge. It's guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, you'll get every penny back, and they're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card. It's a guaranteed win with no risk. Take the challenge. Start saving right now. Text the word BILLS, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. That's one more time. Text the word BILLS right now to 313131, or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on National Powerhouse Texas A&M on Tuesday, March 20 at 6:30. Don't miss the opportunity to see two premier college baseball teams face off at Reckling Park. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS. Or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. Aggie fan will no doubtedly represent very well tomorrow, as they usually do for college baseball. And good job by the Aggies to crush North Carolina.
Oh, yes. I'm a little bummed that I won't have North Carolina to fade anymore.
No. In your world, a three-point NC win would have been fine.
It would have been, yeah. But I was actually happy with the result. But the positive thing would have been if North Carolina would have won, they would have gotten another game that I could have bet against them in.
Yeah.
So that would have been nice, but what are we going to do?
We'll have a nice chat with RJ Bell about that on Friday since North Carolina was his team.
Yeah. Did I say don't do it?
I basically think you said I'm just going to fade North Carolina every single game they play.
Okay.
So
I think I may have made some ridiculous, like incredulous noise when he said North Carolina. What?
Yeah. Blake says, where do you guys put the Texans in the hierarchy of the AFC South? I still think they're behind the Jags, but that's it. There's no way to speculate
on
that.
There's no way to know right now.
Yeah. After the draft, I think you can start taking a better look. But I got to see what the Colts do, and if Andrew Luck's healthy, I think that's a different animal. I think I do think the Jags are going to be really good again. But
the division is getting better overall.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah. I don't think you've got free throw outs anymore.
Nope.
Unless Deshaun Watson's hurt, in which case everybody else has free throw outs. Let's squeeze a call on Cody. What's up?
Hey. Let me preface this by saying I'm a Bills fan, unfortunately. But a lot of people are comparing this draft class to the 04 draft class, and I beg to differ with them. I think, if anything, it's probably more closer to the 99 draft class. I was wondering what y'all think.
In general, or was he talking about quarterbacks or what?
I don't know.
I'm guessing quarterback, right, because he's a Bills fan?
Okay. I haven't heard any comparisons to other drafts. You know, 2004 was Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers. I don't think any of these guys are that. But, I'm not all that impressed with this particular group, to be honest with you. I like Josh Rosen's skill set, but I don't know if he has the mentality to be an NFL quarterback.
What is 99 the Tim Couch, Achilles Smith?
Yeah, I don't think they're that bad either.
I think
you're kind of reaching on both of those. Somewhere in between is probably the reality.
Well, by the way, that 99 was it McNabb that was in the middle of those guys. I think like Dante Culpepper may have been in that. Like, there's
11th.
Yeah, there were some good players in
there's
that
some
draft.
Some good quarterbacks in that draft.
I mean, if you look at the top 20, top 15, it's a really good draft. You have, I mean, you have Couch. I mean, you have McNabb in between Couch and Smith. You have Edrin James, Ricky Williams, Torrey Holt, Champ Bailey.
I think Akili Smith kind of brings that grade down, but Tim Couch wasn't a number one overall pick, but he had a couple of decent years. I mean,
he would have been fine. He was also in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, point to the quarterback that's gone to Cleveland and succeeded. It's Bernie Kosar.
Yeah. But I think the reality is, somebody says Tennessee's better than Houston. I don't know. I don't know if you got a very good coach in Tennessee, to be honest with you. I think you hired a donkey. And
I don't know that the Texans have a very good coach, Fred.
I don't know that either, but I'm pretty sure I know the guy that you just hired isn't very good. So we'll find out. But Tennessee is the one of the group that I think is a little bit phony, to be honest. I think they're capable of being 9-7, but I also think they're capable of being 6-10, and I guess it's because I don't know what Mariota is yet.
But I honestly think that the Texans and the Colts have a lot of similarities.
Well, yeah, if the quarterback's healthy for both those teams.
They're a contender.
Yeah.
And if the quarterback's not healthy, they have no chance.
Yeah, but and frankly, if that's being a homer, then you can suck it because
you're a homer.
Frankly, you can't win with people. You're either a homer or you're a hater because you don't think their team is the greatest thing in the world. I try to be honest about the Texans more than anybody around here, and I think I am. So I don't know what they're going to be is the answer, not, Tennessee's clearly better than the Texans. I don't think they are. When Deshaun Watson was playing quarterback, you remember what happened to the Titans when they came to NRG Stadium? Put up 57 on them.
Yeah.
So I don't know that the Titans are better than the Texans right now. I don't know that any of these teams are better than anybody else until we see what happens in the draft. We see what the roster starts looking like. You get through OTAs and see who's healthy and who's not. But you don't be a Tennessee homer. Mr. Gray asks, with all these win streaks going on in the NBA, do you think it's because the teams are really that good or because more than half the league sucks? I guess Portland's on a 13-game win streak right now.
I don't know. I don't know who's good, who's not good. I could honestly care less about regular season NBA at this point. I'm so burnt out on it. Like I don't want to watch any more games. I just want it to be the playoffs.
Yeah, I have zero interest in regular season basketball.
There's like a couple dudes who feel the need to constantly like tweet me every time the Rockets win a game.
I think that's probably what's doing it for you.
Well, there's somebody that does that too.
I watched. I'm fully, but then it's funny because I don't know if it's a bot.
I think it's like there's like five or six different guys, and somebody does it different after each game.
And they copy and paste their tweet to different sports personalities in town. And it's like, dude, yeah, we watch the games too. I'm aware the Rockets won. It's great. But you don't have to tweet me every time they win. I understand they're in first place. I just don't care about it until the playoffs start. When the playoffs start, I'll be interested again. Until then,
I want to see if the Rockets can duplicate this in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But these games right now are essentially meaningless.
I mean, you got 12 games left.
Yeah, right? And they're three up on Golden State. Neither one of these teams is going to...
They're winning. They're going to be the number one seed.
Yeah. So you don't need to tweet me that after every game.
Yes. Will it matter is the question. Yeah. And no one's going to know until they play.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hardest team left in their schedule, Trailblazers, they play them twice. That's about it. You got Suns, Lakers, Wizards, Kings, blah.
Yeah. Again, though, let's say they lose both those games to Portland,
they're
probably still going to be the number one seed.
Probably.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's pretty obvious the Warriors have like said, okay, we'll be the number two seed. We'll see how this plays out. We're going to get our guys healthy.
Yeah, and I'd actually like to see the Rockets start resting James Harden a little bit and doing the same thing.
I would,
too. But they don't listen to me. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And a lot more to get to, so... Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is coming up.
It is coming up. And, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. Last August, Cody was slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store. And then last month, Cody started his IT career, and he's making more money and working less hours than he was. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have experience or training, no problem, because transitioning people into an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.